Who's the next lucky company to sponsor the Toddcast? What exactly is food poisoning? And what are my pet peeves? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of the Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Toddcast. As always, I'm your host, Todd McManus, here on this quite warm day here in North Louisiana. It is like 93 degrees or something outside right now during the middle of the day, but that is not going to stop us from having a good podcast episode today. So today, you know, normally it's either me talking about shows or me reviewing a bunch of candy, chips, or drinks, but we're going to go back to an original idea, an idea that has only been done through with one episode so far that happened many months ago. We're going to once again have a full Q&A episode today. That is right. There are many questions that I've been asked throughout the past two and a half years of doing this. Almost, we're getting close to three, honestly. In January 10th, I think it was January 10th or 11th of 2020 was the first episode, so we're getting closer and closer every day to the 3 years of doing this. And so with doing that, I've been asked a lot of questions in person. I've been asked different questions by my friends and family, and some people that I don't know have asked me questions that they have wanted answered here on the Toddcast on a future episode. Like how I mentioned every week that you can go to my YouTube channel and submit a question in the comments of one of the episodes, and then I will read it, you know, on an episode and give you an answer. Now, I've been asked questions there a while back. I've been asked questions more recently, and some questions start to get piled up that, you know, I only answer, you know, two questions like every other week. So I decided, let's just do a little catch up on some of those questions and just do a full episode of all those questions. And if you like this episode, I'll be more than happy to do another one in the next month or two. And I definitely think, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing one before. I've done one of these before, and I've done one about me and the Toddcast specifically about doing this podcast, you know, but just a full Q&A episodes of random questions. I have done only one of these before. This is the second ever episode of that, and I got a good amount of questions here, and we may not get to all of them today, which will be good because it'll save the rest of them for next time, but who knows, we might get through all of them within, you know, 45 to 50 or just 40 minutes or something like that. So we're just going to go with it. And if you also have a question, like I've said before, if you have a question that you would like for me to answer on a future episode, down in the description of this Toddcast episode, you should see a link that will take you to my YouTube channel. Click or tap on that. When you get to my YouTube channel, you can go ahead and subscribe. But tap or click on one of the videos, and down in the comments, just comment and type out your question that you would want me to answer about music, food, games, movies, series, Marvel, Star Wars, Disney, whatever. It does not matter. You can ask me literally any question. It could be a would you rather question. It could be any type of question. You ask me that, and it might be featured in a future episode of the Toddcast. You never know. And so your question may spring out a yes or no answer that lasts like a minute, or it might, you know, spur the next 10 minutes of conversation. So do that. And for all of you that are listening out there, if you want to play along with these questions, go ahead. Go right ahead. Whenever I ask the question, just think to yourself, which option would you choose, or what would you do in this situation, or something like that. You know, some of these questions are directed towards me and can't really, like, be answered by other people, you know, because they're more for me. But some of these can be answered by everybody, you know. So like I said before, have any questions? Also, if you want me to review any specific drink or candy that you have in mind that I have not reviewed yet, also put that down in the comments section as well. So we're just going to go ahead and get into it and go ahead with some questions. So the first question we have today is, what company would you want to sponsor the Toddcast? This is one of those that it's mainly directed towards me because I am the host, producer, director, writer, everything for this podcast. So, what company would I want? I mean, unless y'all want a specific company that you want for me to sponsor. So, who could sponsor me? I mean, right now is Anchor is the only one. But they're the company that I work with and that helped me produce this podcast, and I appreciate them, and they are very well organized and everything, and I like Anchor, and they're also owned by Spotify as well. So if I had to choose somebody else to sponsor, because usually during with podcasts and spending like YouTube videos as well, when they get sponsored, they'll be like, hey, go sign up and use the code Todd and get 10% off or get 15% off your first order, you know. There's a lot for like Dollar Shave Club, Movement, Manscaped, HelloFresh, Blue Apron, you know, Grubhub, DoorDash, you know, there's a lot, because it's gotta be something that you're gonna get, you know, something, some item or some delivery or something specific. That way you can use the promo code to get it done. There's a fly in here. So, I don't know. Who would I want to sponsor? I mean, honestly, if there was a way to get, like, PlayStation or Xbox a sponsor, that'd be pretty cool. Or, like, Marvel, you know? Like, hey, get 10% off your Marvel t-shirt or something. I like Movement. I like their sunglasses. 'Cause, like, with YouTube, since it's videos and you see it, whenever somebody sponsors you, usually sometimes they'll send you, like if they're trying to sell a new product, they'll send that new product to the YouTuber. That way they could show it off. You know, like with, if there's a new Nintendo coming out, like the Nintendo Switch, whenever it came out, a few of them were sent to different content creators and YouTubers, that way they could show it off and be like, wow, look how cool it is, you know, I'm using it, and then all this kind of stuff, you know. And then with different things like that, they'll be like, hey, I got this and I'm showing it off, here's my whole 15 to 20 minute video of me playing with it and showing and unboxing and everything like that and putting it together, and then use my code to get 10% off your order for your Nintendo Switch or something like that, you know. I like Movement sunglasses. That's MVMT. They are really good. I own like 2 pair of sunglasses from them, and I like their sunglasses. Who else? I don't think I've ever... That's the only company I think I've actually bought a product from that was a sponsor of a podcast that I've listened to. I don't know. Who would I want? Anybody that's willing to give me free stuff or to pay me, I'm willing to sponsor, you know. Because sponsors will usually pay you more for that kind of thing. That's why you always try to get sponsors, because they usually will pay the most money than just doing it flat out, you know. Like, doing a YouTube video, if you get a bunch of views and you have a bunch of subscribers, you'll make money. But if it's sponsored by somebody, you'll make a bunch more money, because they'll give you, like, so much money per views, you know. I mean, Sonic, I would love for Sonic Drive-In to sponsor me. That's my perfect sponsor right there. I'm going to go with that one, because they could give me something cool, like, I don't know, like something, like a Sonic Drive-In. Oh, a Sonic Drive-In ice maker. That's like a little ice maker that makes the ice that you get from Sonic, but it's like red and it's got the Sonic logo on it. That's what I want. And then I'll be like, use promo code Todd on the Sonic app when you go to Sonic to get 15% off your order. Sonic drives in near you. Thank you, Sonic, for sponsoring this episode of the Toddcast. Like, that's how easy it is, you know. I would love for Sonic to do that. Also, they should just put me in the commercials at this point. But they need to bring back the two guys who would sit in the older car that would sit at Sonic. They need to bring them back. Because now they just got random people who I don't know, you know. So, yeah. Sonic Drive-In. Sonic. I'm going with Sonic. That's a good question. It really makes you think of who I would want to. I mean, at this point, I would accept anybody. Because, you know, once you get more to a level of fame is when more sponsors will go out there, because they're trying to see you as an effort to get more. They're trying to get their name out there, and they're like, here, we'll let you offer a 10% code, and people, it entices people to go there. Like, that's why it happens, you know. But yeah, I would be interested to work with, I mean, I would be interested to work with a lot of companies on that kind of thing, but Sonic is like, that's the dream company to work with, honestly. So, unless, like, Sony wants to send me a brand new PlayStation, or I could team with Nintendo and they send me a free Switch, or somebody sends me like free PC or free VR or something like that. Like, that'd be pretty cool too. But yeah, Sonic is definitely my dream company that I could partner with. Use this code and get, buy one Route 44 and get one free or something like that, you know, or get like the 10-15% off would be good. Like, you can get 15% off when you type in Todd. That's T-O-D-D. Type it into the app, and you will get 15% off your Sonic order at your local Sonic drive-in. Like, that'd be pretty good, I think. That's a good deal, honestly. So, yeah. Thank you for that question. That's really good. Sonic is definitely mine. So, the next question we have here is, would you rather have a pause or a rewind button in your life? Oh, pause or rewind? Pause button would be pretty funny, but I feel like I would be too late to see anything happen. Well, both of these can be used for good options. Because imagine, like, okay, let's talk about the rewind button first. The rewind button, let's say you say something bad, or you say something that you didn't want to say at like a meeting, like a company meeting, and they're like, oh, well, that you might not get the job, or you might not get that offer or something. Well, you just rewind, figure out what to say again, say a different thing, and then boom, you got it, you know. Or you try to like hit on some girl or some guy or somebody, you know, you're trying to hit on somebody because you want to be with them, and you say the wrong thing, you know, and then they're like, oh, you're gross, get out of here, you know. And then you can rewind, figure out what to say again, boom, say something different, you got the girl or you got the guy. So I think that would be good use for that. Or, oh, you can use it for so many ways, though, because how far, I guess there would have to be a limit on how far can I rewind, because what if you wanted to, like, what if the Super Bowl happens and you bet on who wins the Super Bowl, or you watch the Super Bowl and figure out who wins and then rewind before that and then bet money and then they win. Because if you rewind, I guess I'm the only one who's going to be doing anything different. The rest of the world's going to do the exact same thing again if I rewind. Because they're not going to think any different. I'm just rewinding time, you know. They're not going to know. So they're going to say and do the same things that just happened. So I could bet on different stuff and different plays and all that kind of thing for the Super Bowl, and you could win money. Or like the whole GameStop thing with the stocks, you know. I could rewind back a little bit, buy stocks, then when they go up, sell them and make millions of dollars, you know, or go back way back many years ago, buy Bitcoin when it was like a quarter and then now sell it for the couple million dollars. So it depends on if I age, and I would still try to keep, because there are different points in my life and some things that have happened that I want to keep the same. But there, like, if I was able to change it to where I have, like, you know, millions of dollars, but still be in this position that I am right now, that'd be really awesome. So, but with a pause button on the other side of the question, I see the benefit of a pause button could be, like, could I, like, let's say you get off work at 5, you pause, that way you could save time. And, like, you could rewind and leave earlier, or, like, if you had a meeting or something or to go to, rewind time and leave earlier in the morning, or when you leave, pause time, drive there, and then start the time again. So if you're leaving your house at 7:30 in the morning, it hits 7:30, you pause, you're like got ready and all that, and you got clothes on, everything, you know, shower, everything, you know, you pause it at 7:30, you drive to work, hit start again, hit play, I guess it's like the click remote, hit play, and you're at work at 7:30. That would be pretty awesome. I would like that. That would be pretty cool. Because you would be saving so much time to do stuff. Which also, what would happen if you, like, if you paused time at like 10 o'clock at night and then fell asleep while time was paused. Then you wake up and you slept for technically 6 or 7 hours, but you still paused time, so it's still 10 p.m. at night. That would be bad, because then you would get your time mixed up, you know. So, but oh, that'd be good too. Like, imagine you set your alarm to 8 in the morning, or like, let's say like 7. You wake up at 7 a.m. and you wake up, you're like, ooh, I'm still tired. Pause. It's paused at 7 a.m. You can technically sleep for like another hour or two, or however long. Wake up, feel good, and you're like, okay, now I'm ready to start the day. Shower and all that. Play. Now it's starting from 7 a.m. and starting the time again. Oh, I think the pause button has more beneficial time for time sake, saving time and all that kind of stuff. The rewind button has more benefits if you want to try to like make money or have the right decision made, you know. Like, if you wanted to, like, the same thing with, like, the lottery. Like, if you got a lottery ticket or something like that, I guess. I mean, that wouldn't really work because the lottery is up to chance. It's not really a matter of that. I don't know. I guess, like, buying stocks and selling them to get money and betting on sports teams and like DraftKings and all that would be the benefit of rewind if you wanted to try to get money like that, and like Bitcoin, but all that stuff became like really high up many years ago. Yeah, I get, and rewind is also beneficial for like saying things, like I've said before, like if you're trying to get an offer or even just talk with somebody, you know, and you say the wrong thing, well, rewind, play again. All right, now let's talk, you know. I don't know. The pause button would benefit me with time. Because if I could pause, go to, like, work, you know, get a job and go to work, and then I would just be saving time. And then when you get off at 5, all right, I'll see you later. Pause, drive home, now you're at home at 5, you know. You're just cut, I would just be cutting out the time it takes to drive back and forth from work to the house, which would be amazing, you know. Or, like, get all your work done early or something like that. I don't know. I would go with, oh, that's a hard one, because they're both beneficial with the way I've talked about them. I think rewind would be more beneficial overall, because everything that I've said about both of them, with the pause, like pause in time and being able to get to work on before, you know, you got to get there, and you pause it at 7:30, leave and play it again at 7:30 when you're there. That would be good, but what else is pause good for than that? Or like, oh, I forgot something at home. Pause, run home, get it, run back. Time didn't change. You know, you didn't lose any time. Rewind would be beneficial because you can, I guess you could rewind time to the night before to try to go to bed early and set your alarm earlier, you know. Which also, you can prevent a lot of stuff when you rewind, because you can, if some natural disaster or something big happens, or a war starts, you can rewind and tell them about it, and then you'll change history, technically. So, but the money thing, too. I think I would definitely do that. I would bet on sports teams, because I would already know who's going to win, you know. So, yeah. I would pick rewind over pause. So, that's a really good question. That took a lot of time, too, because it's really interesting. And all of you out there listening, you probably agree with me. That's a very interesting question. So, yeah, I would go with rewind over pause just for that. So, great question, by the way, though. Great question. Next one we have is, do you get frustrated at people who are less tech savvy than you? I guess it depends. I'm not really. If that's your choice, really. I mean, I'm just tech savvy just because that's who I am, and we're in this day and age that's what you just got to know. That's the stuff I'm interested in. I'm interested in technology and all that. That's just my thing, you know, with like TVs and laptops and computers and gaming and all that. That's just what my interests lie. You know, some people are interested in something else and they may not be interested in the tech side of things. You know, that's just me. I don't really get frustrated at people who are less tech savvy than me, because I'm somewhat tech savvy, you know. I get frustrated at people who aren't tech savvy, but don't ask for help. If you have a problem on your phone, and whether you're old, don't matter what age, if you're older or you're younger, you just don't really understand what to do, and you try to figure it out yourself, you might end up causing a bigger problem. That's what I get aggravated at, because if you have a problem, just ask me. Like, if it's a family member or a friend or even somebody I don't know or whatever, like if I have a friend and they have a problem with their phone, and they try to fix it, you know, like with older people especially. I don't know what it is, but something about older people that will have a problem on their phone and will then just start mashing buttons. Oh, this'll work. Just start mashing all the buttons. That's not gonna fix anything, you know? Mashing every button, like if my laptop's messed up, I'm not just gonna push everything on the keyboard and hope that I fix it, you know, or punch the laptop. You know, I don't have to use force. Technological things, you don't to fix them. Force is not the answer to any technological problem, because that's just not true. You know, that's not a fact. Like, oh, I can fix my computer if I punch it. You know, that's not gonna work. So it's like, I don't get frustrated with people who don't know, who aren't as technologically savvy as I am. If you are, you are, and if you're not, you're not. That's just the way it is. We all have our different interests. It's just that if you want help, ask somebody. Ask me. Ask somebody who you know, a younger person. If you're older, you know, ask a younger person, your kid or grandkid or whoever, you know, or brother or sister or whoever, you know, whoever you think is more tech savvy. You can just ask them, you know, and you can just swallow your pride, because there are a lot of people who are like, well, I can figure this out myself. And then next thing you know, you delete half the stuff on your phone, you know. Or you make a mistake and make everything bigger or smaller or something, you know. Like, there's different stuff, and it's like, oh, I was trying to fix it myself, and I pushed a bunch of buttons, but I don't think that made it worse, you know. And it's like, why? just ask for help, and it'll get fixed, you know. You don't have to figure everything out on your own. There are other people here, so. That's just my problem with it. It's not that I don't get frustrated at people who just don't know what they're doing. I get frustrated at people who don't know what they're doing and then try to do a bunch of different stuff. Like, good for you on trying to do it yourself. Like, I have no problem with people trying to figure things out on their own. You know, that's good. If you figure something, like, I figure out stuff on my own a lot. But figuring out your stuff on your own when you have, like, little to no knowledge of what you're doing or what you're talking about, then that's what, like, frustrates me. When you come for me to help, like, I'll still help you, but you come for help after you've made it worse, you know? So, like, yeah, that's what frustrates me. Just not people who are just less tech savvy, but people who are less tech savvy try to fix it by force or pushing everything known to man on a phone or whatever. And then coming for help. It's like, no, you should have came for help first, and then we would have figured out what to do. So yeah, that's my answer to that question. The next question we got is, what is an app you think more people should be using? Let me look at my phone. The Anchor app, which you can listen to this podcast on. I don't know. If you're on an iPhone, you just got, like, a bunch of basic apps that you have. Like texting and calling and FaceTime and settings and photos. There's different games I have that are good. I don't know. I definitely think if you aren't using the health app on your phone, you should, because it actually does pretty good. Because it, when your phone is in your pocket, it'll track your steps. That way you don't have to have a Fitbit or a smartwatch or something. It'll only track your steps if your phone's in your pocket, though, and maybe in your hand. But if you go walking, you don't have your phone. Yeah. Understand walking and having your phone in your pocket is uncomfortable sometimes. That's why, like, having a watch is better. I don't know that they should be using more often. What app is no one using? I think that, I mean, the Anchor app, of course, but I don't know. There's a bunch of apps out there, and there's a lot of apps that I don't have downloaded, of course, but I do have a lot of apps downloaded, relatively, for me, I guess. I guess I would say just, like, Anchor for listening to this, but I would definitely say the health app. I think if you haven't, you should just check it out too. If you have Apple TV, you could watch it on your phone. So yeah, I'll say the health app only because it comes on the iPhone and it's on everybody's iPhone unless you delete the app, which is, that's not a good idea. But if you, like, walk and you're trying to, you know, get into, like, better shape, get more healthy, and you're walking your stuff, you know, and if you keep your phone with you, then it'll track your steps. You just put in, like, what's your height, what's your weight, if you're a male or female, like, all that kind of stuff, you know. What are you trying to go for, different stuff, and different workout apps like that. I have the, it's just called Workouts and Strong. That's an app I have. Strong is an app that will has a lot of different workouts for you to like set your own stuff, and then there's like a premium version that'll actually like help you, and you can get different sets and all that kind of stuff, you know. So it's a good app. I really like it. But yeah, the health app is something that I would recommend using if you're if you haven't already used it, or if you used it and you didn't like it, I would say try it, because it's cool, because it comes on the iPhone too, so it's free, you know. And if you delete it, I think you can get it back through the App Store. So yeah, I would recommend the health app. So the next question we have is, have you ever had food poisoning? Well, yes. I think I've had it more than once now. Definitely once. The other time, I think that was food poisoning. What's the second time? Well, it would have been the first time because I had it first. So, many years ago, how old was I? I think I was 18. I was at home by myself for like a week, and my parents were gone on vacation. And I was like, I'll just stay home, you know. So, I stayed home, and I had Sonic for dinner, or lunch, or whatever. And then I was like, okay, for dinner that night, I was going to cook this, like, pan of these, like, garlicky breadsticks. And I was like, oh, these look good. They're, like, cheesy, and they're garlicky, and they're breadsticks, you know. And I was like, you know what, I'll just cook these, you know, like, just see if they're good. If they're worth trying, if they're not good, I'll throw them away and cook something else. If they are good, then I'll just eat them, you know, because it was like cheesy bread type stuff, you know, like from Domino's. But they look like Olive Garden breadsticks, but they're from the frozen department. So I cooked them, and I don't remember if I ate them. I had to have. I don't remember a lot from that night, but I think I ate either, like, most of them or some of them, you know. And then I was, like, just watching TV, and then I went to sleep. I woke up at, like, 3 or 4 in the morning, dying on the inside. And I had to run to the bathroom and vomit. And listener discretion is advised, because we're getting into some food poisoning stories here, so. And I got two of them, and I'm telling one of them now. I was throwing up a lot in the toilet, and then it started coming out the other end of my body. So I had to sit. I was sitting on the toilet using the bathroom, and then later on I'd have to throw up. You know, never could keep nothing down. Kept trying to drink, you know, like root beer, couldn't keep it down. Sprite, barely could keep it down. And water, barely could keep it down sometimes. You know, I was just trying to get anything, you know. I had a friend, the unnamed friend, who actually did bring me some food. I was saved. The unnamed friend did save me. Brought fries and like a Sprite from Sonic. And I was like, here's some money. Go get me some Sonic. And the unnamed friend was like, okay. So they got me Sonic, and I ate the fries and the Sprite. They dropped it off like DoorDash, like, here's your order. And I was like, thank you. And then they left, and then I was here dying. And I never told my parents. I didn't tell them until they got home. And I was like, hey, welcome back. I was dying this whole week while y'all are gone. But yeah, it was brutal. God, I sweat so much. I don't know what it is, but like throwing up makes me just sweat uncontrollably. And I have no clue why that happens. But yeah, that happened. I don't remember a lot about it because it was just like a blur. But yeah, that happened. And then the second time happened. The second time was a lot worse because I had to go to the hospital for this one. So, I think I've told this story. This has happened since I've started doing this. It happened in... Yeah, it did happen. It happened in, like, April 2021, last year. My friend Jacob, who's been on here once, and as a guest, not Jacob Smith. Me, him, and the unnamed friend went to a Mexican restaurant, and Jacob was like, hey, we are going to this Mexican restaurant. You want to go to it because we're going, and I like it. I've been here like 3 or 4 times. It's kind of cheap. And I was like, oh, I've never been there. Let's go. Okay. And so his apartment was close to the college. And so me, the unnamed friend, and him all met up and went to this Mexican restaurant. And the unnamed friend, being him, he, or they, I should say, that way I don't disclose who the unnamed friend is. The unnamed friend, I'll just say it. He is trying to become a doctor and all that. So he was at this class thing, and then he showed up, and then I was there. I got gas before. I remember everything vividly about this day. We went and ate, and then we went back to Jacob's apartment, and we were chilling, and then the unnamed friend left, and me and him were just talking, and then I left and went home. And this was Saturday night was when this was. Saturday night. So, Sunday goes by. We wake up Sunday. I wake up just normal Sunday, you know. You got all the church going on. You get your food. Like, I had Mexican food for lunch again. I think I had like some fried food for dinner. Normal day. Regular day. Just a normal Sunday. I wake up at about 4 in the morning on Monday morning. And I rush to the bathroom. And let's just say it looked like a war zone in there. It looked like Vietnam had just came back to life in my bathroom. Because, good Lord Almighty, it was bad. God, I thought I was dying. Like, it was just so bad. So, I was just throwing up everywhere in the bathroom. Just in the toilet, you know. And so, and then, you know, stomach starts hurting. Then you got to sit on the toilet and use the bathroom there. And then at some point that day, I was listener discretion advised. Close your ears if you don't want to hear anything gross. I was blowing it out both ends because it was bad. Like, I was having to sit on the toilet and use the bathroom while holding a trash can to throw up in it at the same time. Like, I was so pale, I couldn't keep anything down. Trying to take medicine, I had to go to the doctor that day. Like, it was 4 in the morning, and the doctor opens at like 6 or 7. So I had to wait and just die for 2 to 3 hours until they opened. And then I had to be taken. I could barely walk, couldn't have drove. My mom had to take me to the doctor. I went to the doctor's office. And they did the COVID test, didn't feel it. That was the only time, you know, like they stick that like foot long Q-tip up your nose, and you know, it like tickles my brain, and I have like a gag reflex, so it's hard for me to take that kind of stuff. But I was so sick and so out of it, I did not even feel it. They stuck it up one nose, stuck it up the other. I had no clue they did it. I knew I could see them doing it. I could not feel it at all. And then they had to take blood. And then I passed out. So they were taking blood, you know, out of like the pit of your elbow. And as soon as they started doing it, I started leaning forward. Like I was about to fall off the bed thing, you know. So they had to, like, my mom and this nurse had to like catch me and then lay me back on my back. And then I woke up. I was dripping sweat everywhere. I was so sweaty. Like, it was hot. Like, they had to open the door. They had to get, like, open the window to get some air in. They had to, like, get a wet rag to put on my head because I was just burning up so bad. And then the doctor, they took the blood. Nothing was wrong with me there. Nothing. I didn't have COVID. I had food poisoning, but it was, like, a weird, like, viral food poisoning because, like, I almost had a fever, but it was food poisoning. So, I went home, and then come to find out, I told Jacob, I told my friends, I told him and the unnamed friend, I was like, hey, I'm really bad sick, I don't know if I got y'all sick too, or y'all got me sick, are y'all good? And then they both, like, texted me back and was like, we've been throwing up our brains and throwing our guts up this morning. I was like, no. So what happened was, is that me, Jacob, and the unnamed friend, all three of us got sick at the same time. We both got sick, but we weren't together at all on Sunday. But we all three of us got the exact same food poisoning. And once we got, like, I was the only one that went to the doctor, I think. And they had it pretty bad, but they were, like, toughing it out because they just didn't want to and go to the doctor, you know. And then that night, that same night on Monday night, because I was supposed to have, like, surgery that week, too, because I was supposed to get, like, a knot. I had a benign cyst on the back of my neck that I was getting cut out. Well, that didn't work. I ended up getting it out, like, 2 or 3 weeks later. That night at 11 o'clock, I was so pale, I had to be, and like my family was worried that, and I couldn't keep anything down, so I had to be taken to the ER to get fluids. That way I was, you know, getting some liquid in me. Because I was starting to get dehydrated was the problem. I couldn't keep anything down, so I had no liquid. Well, then there's no liquid in my body, so I'm getting dehydrated. So we had to go to the ER, and they gave me fluid. And now that stuff was good. I wish I had that stuff, like, every week, because that crap, man. You feel alive when they give you them fluids. Like, I felt like I was all fine again. But, like, my throat was sore. My stomach was, like, really sore. Like, it felt like I did ab workouts all day. Was that what it felt like? Which is basically what I did, you know, because I was, like, throwing up and all that, you know. But, it was quite the story. Or the experience. All three of us have never gone back to that restaurant because we have, like, I said this the other day to him. I was like, every time I drive by that restaurant, I look at it and I get a little PTSD because we all three of us went through the exact same thing and it was bad. Like, it was terrible, but I still like Mexican food. The only time I've been to that restaurant, and then a month or two later, somebody like drove their car through the wall of the restaurant, which was pretty funny too. Which we weren't there, of course, you know, because we never did business with them again. Because I never want to go there again. So yeah, that was my experience with that restaurant. That was my experience with food poisoning. That's the only two times I think I've had it. Every other time is probably like stomach problems and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I have had food poisoning, and those were my stories. So there you go. So the last question we're going to have today is going to be, what is a pet peeve that you have? Pet peeve. I'm going to Google the official definition of a pet peeve. Something that is a particular person finds especially annoying. Like poor customer service is one of them. I guess like people who, like, if you chew with your mouth open but very loudly. Like, if you chew with your mouth open, I could care less. I'm not going to look at you, you know. It's not going to gross me out because I'm not going to look at you. You know, there are people who chew with their mouth open and people are like, oh, you're grossing me out. Well, don't look. If you didn't look and get, like, enticed to look at them chewing with their mouth open, you wouldn't have been grossed out. But if you do it, like, very loud, like, making that smacking noise, you know, then that gets on my nerves. Then I'm like, okay, now you're just doing it on purpose. Because there is no, people don't chew with their mouth open that loud, you know. People who set like 5 alarms to wake up in the morning, just wake up. Just get up. If you set your alarm to what I do is I set my alarm, one alarm, one. I know that's unheard of, apparently, in the society that we have today. But I set one alarm to wake myself up in the morning. I set it to where, like, if I was going to a class or if I'm going to work, and I got to be at work at 8 o'clock, okay, and I'm waking up, you know, at 6:30 or 6:45 to get on up, or even at 7, which 7 would be too late because it's a ways away. If I'm waking up at 6:30, let's say, I'm going to set my alarm at 6:30. I'm not going to set an alarm at 6:05, 6:10, 6:15, 6:20, 6:25, and 6:30. That is 6 alarms. Why do you need that many alarms? Because a lot of people, and some people have explained this to me, saying that the first alarm goes up, okay, I know I have 10 minutes left, so I'm going to sleep for the next 10 minutes. Just don't set that alarm, that way you can sleep. Because therefore, the alarm is waking me up, and then if alarm goes off again, it aggravates me. Now I'm ticked off in the morning, and I don't want that. I don't want to start my day mad because more than one alarm went off. I hate the snooze button. The snooze is just, might as well set another alarm if you're going to have a snooze button. There's one alarm on and off. That's it. That's all I need. I don't need a minimum of 3 alarms in the morning to wake me up. I set one alarm to the latest I can wake up before. If I wake up any later, I will be late. That's when I wake up. That way I get the most amount of sleep in the time given to me while I'm sleeping during the night. And that way I can get on up with the one alarm, get up, and go to work. Or go to class. Or go wherever. I guess that's a pet peeve of mine. People who have a lot of alarms. Now, I know a lot of people. I have friends, family, you know, that do this. And I have no problem with the people themselves. I'm just wondering, why is it that people do this? Why do people set specific alarms? Why do you have 15,000 alarms? There are people that, like, whenever I set an alarm, I have one alarm. If I need to change the time, I go to edit and I change the time. I don't set a new alarm for a different time because then they all start piling up, and that's what a lot of people have. You know, they'll have a different alarm like every 5 minutes on their phone throughout every hour and time of the day. Like, they'll have one for 1, 105, 110, 115, 120, 125, 130, 135, 140, 145, 150, 155, 2, 205, 210, 215, 220, 225, and so on for every 5 minutes for the rest of the day, for the rest of the 24-hour period. Why? Why do you have this? That's like 48, no, that's not even 48 alarms. That's like 100, like way over 100 alarms. So, I don't know. That's not my problem, but it's a pet peeve that I've had before, and I've just, it's something that, you know, it doesn't bother me that much, because, you know, I never know it, but it's something that has bothered me before, and I don't know why, but, you know, if you have a bunch of alarms set, that's fine, you know, you do what you need to do to wake up in the morning. But I just, you know, I just wondered why do people do that? You know, why, and I've been given that answer before. That way the first one will wake me up and I'll know that I have 10 to 15 minutes. So then I can go to sleep and wake up again. But you already have another alarm that will go off in 15 minutes to wake you up. Why don't you just leave that one on and get rid of the first one? That, I feel like that's obvious, you know, but that's what I do. I only have one, so yeah. I guess that's a pet peeve of mine. That and probably people just smacking really loud if they're chewing with their mouth open. But sometimes you got to chew with your mouth open because you got to breathe. So yeah. So if you have a question you would like for me to answer, whether it's a good question or I'm going to rant, you know, for 15, 20 minutes about it, or prompts a story, you know, please submit them in the YouTube comments, and I think that's going to do it for this episode. As always, please rate and subscribe, and if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And make sure you follow the Toddcast only on Instagram for all your updates and Toddcast needs at @_Toddcast_. Tell your friends and your family to give a listen, and thank all of you for listening to this episode, and thank all of you once again for submitting these questions and asking me these questions throughout the years. And please submit and ask me more questions throughout the many more years of the Toddcast. And if you want to know what's going to happen next week, we're just going to tune in to find out. Only on the Toddcast.